This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Not all of our minisodes need to be from listeners. In fact, places or lesser-known cases can sometimes take us to dark realms. Hello everyone, and welcome back once more as we take a step into another dark realm. Thank you again for all the feedback with this new venture, and long may continue into the new year and beyond. We mentioned that we will be bringing video in. We don't know at what part yet, whether it be on Dark Realms, the Dark Paranormal, or a minisode. But video will feature at some point in 2025. That won't affect your listening experience. You can still listen via whatever means you do. It simply allows a different way for these episodes to hopefully be enjoyed. Now, over the last few episodes of Dark Realms, we've stayed to the north of the border of the UK. For this edition of Dark Realms, we take a step back south of the border into merry old England. That said, it could also be argued there's nothing merry about the place we're going to discuss today. A place which has remained the same, arguably longer than anything else or any other place we will discuss on Dark Realms. We are literally speaking the Neolithic era, and that place is Epping Forest in the south of England. Epping Forest stretches across Greater London and Essex, and it's a place where the boundaries between natural beauty and the supernatural blur. Forests have always represented mystery, the unknown. Their dense canopies, shadowed trails, embodying both a sanctuary and a realm of hidden fears. Throughout history, they've been seen as places where the ordinary world gives way to the extraordinary, where myths, folklore, and the unexplained take root. Epping Forest, with its ancient history, ghostly tales, captures this duality perfectly, inviting both wonder and trepidation. With its ancient trees, its dense thickets and winding paths, the forest is both a refuge and a labyrinth of secrets. Over the centuries, it's been a hunting ground, a haven for outlaws, and the backdrop for countless ghostly tales that persist to this day. Human activity in Epping Forest dates back thousands of years, with remnants of Iron Age forts, Roman roads hinting at its long and layered history. By the 16th century, the forest was a favourite of the royals for hunting, yet it also served as a sanctuary for the desperate and the damned. Over the centuries, the forest was a safe haven for those seeking to escape the grip of society, be they outlaws, rebels, or those cast aside by the world. Its dense cover provided safety from highwaymen like Dick Turpin and others who lived on the fringes of the law. Beyond criminal activity, Epping Forest also attracted those burdened by sorrow, those seeking solitude, drawn to its timeless atmosphere. Those tangled paths and ancient trees seem to embrace these wanderers, offering a place to hide, to heal, or perhaps face. their inner demons. Hidden is the overriding feeling that comes to mind with Epping Forest. This duality, sanctuary and shadow, remains a central theme in the lore of Epping Forest. This intertwining of its natural beauty and its darker past. Inseparable from the lore of Epping Forest is the infamous 18th century highwayman, Dick Turpin. These dense woods offered him the perfect cover as he evaded the authorities, often retreating to a secret hideout said to be located deep within the forest. Turpin's legend lives on in stories of ghostly sightings. Witnesses describe a lone rider, his dark cloak and wide-brimmed hat barely distinguishable in the mist, galloping through the forest on a spectral black steed. One terrified local recounted, "I heard the sound of hooves pounding the earth, but no horse could be seen. Then, in the moonlight, a figure appeared, shadowy but unmistakably on a horse. As I stared, he vanished into the trees, and all was silent." But it's not just the infamous, enigmatic, and almost iconic highwayman that has his heart buried deep within the lore of Epping Forest. The forest is home to numerous ghostly figures. The woman in white is amongst the most frequently encountered apparitions. Appearing near High Beach, she glides silently along the trails, her face pale, mournful. Some believe she was a bride-to-be who tragically drowned in a nearby pond on the eve of her wedding. They say she sweeps through the forest, consumed by sorrow, unable to find peace in the afterlife. Other accounts suggest she was a victim of one of Turpin's robberies gone wrong, her untimely death leaving her spirit bound forever to the forest. Whichever version of events is true, one thing that can't be denied is her presence in the forest. Over the years, witnesses have claimed to hear her faint, heart-wrenching sobs emanating around the area, as if echoing her final moments of despair. Her appearances are often accompanied by a sudden drop in temperature, an oppressive sense of melancholy, one that lingers long after she vanishes. Her spectral figure has become a poignant symbol of the forest's tragic and mysterious allure, drawing both fear and sympathy from those who encounter her. Witnesses often report an unexplainable chill preceding her appearance. One morning hiker described, "She was there one moment, just ahead of me on the path. I called out, thinking maybe she was lost. But she turned and looked at me. It was clear she'd been crying or was at least upset. And then she disappeared, and the air all around me turned icy." But the forest shadows also hide more ambiguous entities. Many visitors report the unsettling sensation of feeling eyes on them from all around. Let's take a quick break in proceedings to talk to you about somebody I've mentioned to you many times before, and that's Acorns. A new year, of course, brings new resolutions. Now, if my body could take itself to the gym, I would be sorted, but it can't do that. However, in regards to your financial situation, Acorns allows you to do that. Not take you to the gym, of course. But if in 2025, giving your money the best chance to grow is one of your resolutions, then choosing Acorns as an investment app is one of the smartest moves you'll make, in my opinion. Acorns will do the taking you to the gym, so to speak. You can set up an automatic withdrawal from your account to your Acorns account. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. And you don't need to be rich. Acorns allows you to invest with the spare money you have right now. You can start with $5 or even just your spare change. We are so proud to be once again sponsored by Acorns for this episode because Acorns make it so easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, and your retirement. I love working with Acorns because they take things like investments, which we all believe are for other people, and they simplify them and give you all the support you need. Head to acorns.com/darkparanormal or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. Paid on client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
This experience has become synonymous with Epping Forest's eerie reputation. The phenomenon is frequently attributed to a spirit known only as the Watcher. An enigmatic presence that seems to linger at the edges of your perception. Descriptions of the Watcher vary, but most agree on its unsettling characteristics. A tall, shadowy figure that's neither fully seen nor entirely absent. Some believe it to be a guardian of the forest, a silent sentinel observing the intruders with a mix of indifference and foreboding. Others see it as a darker entity, a manifestation of the forest's accumulated energy or its violent history. Paranormal investigators will often detect spikes in electromagnetic activity in areas with these reports. One anonymous investigator noted, "As we walked the trail, the sensation of being followed was overwhelming. Our equipment picked up significant EMF readings, but the source was undetectable. It was like the forest itself was alive and observing us." Stepping away from the ever-present observing eyes of the Watcher, we find, perched on the forest's edge, the Wake's Arms, a former coaching inn, which is infamous for its supernatural occurrences, drawing both skeptics and believers alike. Guests and staff have always reported a litany of eerie events, including footsteps echoing through the empty hallways, doors opening and closing of their own accord, and the unsettling appearance of shadowy figures dressed in 18th century attire. Objects are said to move around without any discernible cause, and some visitors have even claimed to feel an icy hand brush against them, only to find no one there. One particularly chilling tale involves the apparition of a landlord who met a violent end on the premises. Eyewitness accounts describe his spectral form lingering near the bar, his expression a mix of both sorrow and anger. On several occasions, bottles have reportedly been thrown from the shelves without warning, as if by an unseen force. A medium visiting the inn claimed to have channeled the landlord's spirit during a séance, revealing vivid details about his life and the circumstances around his death. These details, astonishingly, were later corroborated by historical record, lending an air of credibility to the haunting. The medium described the landlord's lingering presence as one of unresolved conflict, suggesting that his spirit remains bound to the inn by the violent nature of his demise. This tale, combined with numerous unexplained phenomena, cements the Wake's Arms as one of the most haunted locations that border Epping Forest. The forest itself seems to amplify the paranormal. Its dense foliage and natural acoustics turn rustling leaves into whispers, and distant footsteps into approaching threats. Some theorists suggest that Epping Forest acts as a spiritual amplifier, heightening supernatural phenomena and intensifying the experiences of those who visit its shadowy depths. This belief is rooted in the idea that the forest's ancient trees, some of which are over 1,000 years old, have absorbed the energies of countless generations. Stories of druidic rituals, said to have been performed beneath the forest's sprawling oaks. All of these things added together create a mystical dimension to the reputation of the forest. These rituals, meant to honor nature and summon protective spirits, may have left behind a residual energy, one that resonates through the forest to this very day. Such lingering energy, combined with the area's natural acoustics and atmosphere, create a unique setting where the boundary between the natural and the supernatural dissolves. Visitors will often report an overwhelming feeling or sense of connection to the past, as though the very land itself remembers the ancient rites once performed there. These encounters leave some visitors shaken and others with a new outlook on life. Perhaps if there is an overriding spirit that looks after the forest itself, it determines who is shaken and who is given a gift of looking at life through a new lens. And of course, what expanse of UK woodland wouldn't have its own black shuck? The spectral canine, usually large with fiery eyes, is seen by some as an omen of ill fortune, and by others as a malevolent creature in its own right. But the forest itself has also borne witness to crimes of utter abhorrence. Earlier, we mentioned the theory that trees may be able to witness certain acts, store feelings, sights, emotions. In the early 80s, two young boys were horrifically murdered in the most foul of ways. Their bodies left next to each other, barely covered nor hidden in one of the many copses of the forest. There is a certain copse that even today, ramblers or dog walkers state upon entering, they note a complete deafening silence. There is no birdsong, branches do not creak, sounds from further afield do not enter, and there's a pervasive feeling to leave, which quickly sets upon them. And as soon as they step out of the copse, the audio of the real world floods the ears, birdsong, winds in the trees, life. Even in the 90s, allegations of satanic practices, including child sacrifice, seeped from the woods, to the locals, to the police, and then to the highest courts in the land. Epping Forest remains a place of wonder and unease, where history and legend intertwine, and its haunted reputation draws the curious and the courageous, while its natural beauty offers a stark contrast to the darkness of its lore. Whether one seeks tranquility or thrill, Epping Forest delivers both, often in equal measure, but sometimes heavily weighted on one side or the other. As the sun dips below the horizon and shadows deepen, the forest seems to begin to breathe, whisper, watch. And those who are brave enough to wander its paths at that time may find themselves questioning the source of every rustle, every movement in the corner of their eye, and everything they feel. In Epping Forest, the line between the seen and unseen, the natural and the supernatural, is, and has been for millennia, razor thin. Thank you everyone for listening to this journey into Epping Forest, and join me next week when we take another step into another dark realm. Until then, stay safe and take care.
The
This just in, hot off the bench press. Planet Fitness has added new strength equipment. Save $28 or more when you join today, and you can be one of the first to try it out. We're raising the bar with new benches, and our new hack squat will have you actually looking forward to leg day. Plus, we're still repping all of the best-in-class equipment we've always had, with most clubs open 24 hours, so you can work out your way on your time. So let's do this. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more. Just $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 10th. See home club for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.